Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. As we talked about yesterday, Apple has officially announced the Apple Watch Series 7 after several months of rumors, many of which actually turned out to be incorrect in regards to the new flat edge design. Apple was also surprisingly short on details on the Apple Watch Series 7 during yesterday's event, and something Apple didn't say a word about was performance. Normally, Apple will say that its new devices are faster or more energy efficient, but nothing was said about the Series 7 on stage. And if you go to Apple's website, there is no mention whatsoever about the chip that powers the Apple Watch Series 7. We now know that this is because the Apple Watch Series 7 essentially features the same CPU as last year's Apple Watch Series 6. This was first revealed in details in the Xcode developer application, and later confirmed when a leaked internal document revealed the full Apple Watch Series 7 specifications. In this document, Apple says the new system in a package is indeed called the Apple S7, but the CPU in the package is the same. So what this means is that likely some other small components have in fact changed to accommodate the larger display, but performance between the Apple Watch Series 6 and the Apple Watch Series 7 should be about identical. And of course, we still do not know when the Apple Watch Series 7 will be made available, with Apple only saying we can expect a release sometime this fall. In other news today, Apple has made some adjustments to the iPhone lineup following the introduction of the iPhone 13. Apple has dropped the price of the iPhone 11, discontinued one of the models of the iPhone SE, discontinued the iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max, and discontinued the iPhone XR. So what this means is that the entry-level iPhone is still the iPhone SE, but Apple has discontinued the 256GB storage option. The iPhone 11 now starts at $499, down from its previous price of $599. The iPhone 12 mini is still in the lineup at $599, down from $699. And the iPhone 12 is also sticking around at $699, down from $799. So again, this means that Apple has discontinued the iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max, as well as the iPhone XR. Notably for the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini, the base storage configuration is now 128GB. This is a notable increase from the previous entry-level configuration of 64GB. And for the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max, these start at 128GB, but there is also a new 1TB configuration for the first time that costs $1,500 for the Pro and $1,600 for the Pro Max. So the iPhone lineup now spans from $399 for the iPhone SE all the way up to $1,600 for the 1TB iPhone 13 Pro Max. We are sponsored this week by iMazing, the Swiss Army knife of iOS device management. iMazing is a desktop application for macOS and Windows that lets you take control of your iOS data. You can make Time Machine-style wireless backups, transfer documents, media, and content, and dig deeper into system files to access device and battery diagnostics and much more. And of course, privacy and security are at the forefront of iMazing. Backups can be encrypted for maximum privacy, and all data is local on your computer. iMazing is especially useful during this time of the year because you can use the free version of the application to back up your iPhone or iPad before updating to iOS 15 and before trading in your device for a new iPhone 13. Standard backup and restore is free, but if you want additional control over the process, like choosing which apps and data you move to your new iPhone, you can get a 30% discount off all personal iMazing licenses for a limited time at iMazing.com/9to5. Rounding out today, we have some additional tidbits about the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 Pro. One interesting change with the iPhone 13 lineup this year is that Apple has redesigned the packaging. Apple Marketing Vice President Greg Joswiak says that Apple was able to redesign the packaging to eliminate the plastic wrap on the outside. This change by itself should eliminate 600 metric tons of plastic from the environment, according to Apple. More specific information here remains unclear, so we'll have to wait and get our hands on the iPhone 13 to learn more about how Apple has exactly redesigned the packaging, while also being able to remove the plastic wrap. And also as a reminder, Apple last year stopped including a power brick in the box with iPhone purchases. So in the iPhone 13 box, you'll find the iPhone itself alongside a USB-C to Lightning cable. So if you don't already have one, you'll have to pick up a USB-C charging brick separately. Another tidbit is that despite the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 Pro having about a 20% smaller notch in terms of width, Apple still isn't adding the once-beloved battery percentage indicator back to the status bar. Instead, the battery percentage is still hidden in Control Center, so you'll have to swipe down from the upper right corner to access it. In reality, Apple has headroom to add the battery percentage to the status bar on the Max models of iPhones in previous years, and yet it still chose not to. This means that there's likely little chance of the battery percentage ever coming back to the status bar, with it likely having been a conscious decision on Apple's end to remove it in the first place. Finally, Apple does not advertise iPhone RAM amounts, but information in Xcode reveals that the iPhone 13 and iPhone 13 mini offer 4 GB of RAM, while the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max offer 6 GB of RAM. This is the same as the RAM inside the iPhone 12 lineup last year, so Apple has not been able to make any improvements in this regard. As a reminder, iPhone 13 pre-orders will begin on Friday, September 17th at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, and the first orders will arrive to buyers on Friday, September 24th. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.